Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Here we go, coming in. Hey, welcome aboard, folks. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. Hour number three. No, two. I don't know. Somewhere in there. It's Friday, okay? I'm just going to tell you it's Friday. And great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. And I'm really excited to have my next guest with me. They have put out some really great documentaries. I got a chance to watch several of them, Good Boy Productions, and you can watch their YouTube channel. They put their material out there for you to be able to see, and I was really taken in by this. They also did a great piece of work on Kanye and kind of understanding some of the things that that he's trying to communicate and trying to get people to understand. And so I'm very excited to welcome to the program the CEO and co-founder of Good Boy Productions, Rob Montz. Rob, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Just a minor correction.
Yes.
Good Kid Productions. And
Good
I'm only
kid.
Correcting just so
sorry.
That people know.
Yes, I'm so
Good
sorry.
Good Boy Productions is actually not bad. It's not a bad name for a company, but we're incorporating Good Kid Productions. And so yes. Everything we're going to talk about, people can see for free on our YouTube channel, which is just Good Kid Productions. They can also go to goodkidproductions.com.
Excellent. Excellent. And we'll get that information up so that they have the opportunity to be able to know exactly where to go to get that information. So let's talk about Kenosha. It's interesting. I actually Kyle Rittenhouse was up near Dallas, and I have some friends on Facebook that took pictures with him, and he was, you know, one of the keynote speakers. In fact, the venue that he was going to be at originally, Defiance Press was doing the event, and the original venue said, no, we're not going to have him. He's too controversial. And we're inclusive, and so we're not going to allow. So they had to actually change the venue location. But you touch on a topic that I think is so critically important for people to understand, because it impacts all of society, and you show how it impacted everyone in Kenosha associated with the events that now have catapulted Kyle Rittenhouse into, in some squares, a household name. Talk about that a little bit, if you would, please.
Yeah, I mean, people need a refresher, because given the nature of modern media consumption, no matter how big a news story is, it basically disappears within 36 to 48 hours. So Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is a otherwise like kind of just perfectly pleasant bedroom community in the Midwest, birthed not one, but two mega viral news stories in the summer of 2020. Now, a lot of people probably remember the name Kyle Rittenhouse, but why was Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha? Well, because 72 hours previous, a black man by the name of Jacob Blake had been shot by a white police officer, and someone across the street had captured the shooting on a smartphone and uploaded it to Facebook. And this was maybe 2 or 3 weeks after George Floyd. And so the country, and well, the corporate media establishment was primed to try to find new George Floyds. And this video, this 7-8 second snippet, rocketed around the internet. And then the narrative that was quickly and uniformly erected around it is that this is another instance of vicious institutional racism in white supremacist America. That the virality of the Jacob Blake video is what spurns somewhere between 5,000 to 6,000 outside activists / violent rioters to descend on Kenosha. There's multiple nights of rioting, which include the complete incineration of large swaths of Kenosha's historically black business district. Again, not clear to me how that advances the cause of anti-racism. And then on the third night of riots, yeah, Rittenhouse comes from maybe 30 minutes away, picks up an AR-15 and a medic bag on his way to Kenosha in order to guard a used car lot there.
And then it's interesting you point out that he starts out at one used car lot and ultimately ends up at a different used car lot, which is a big part of the problem that ends up becoming the catalyst.
Talk about what we do and what the documentary does is it tries to show that in the rush to try to package what happened in Kenosha into sort of pre-made partisan narratives. I mean, obviously, mostly the most epically practiced by the corporate media establishment, which is thoroughly drenched and compromised ideologically, right? It's far left progressivism.
Sure.
But I think also there is blame to go around for the way that the right-wing press jammed the Kyle Rittenhouse story into anything other than a story of Kyle Rittenhouse being a beautiful Second Amendment martyr means you're a traitor to our tribe, right? Mm-hmm. And what we try to show is that there actually is a unnoticed but extraordinarily sociologically important shared trauma between Jacob Blake, Kyle Rittenhouse, and the two men that Kyle Rittenhouse killed. Something that's extraordinarily important for the survival of America as a democratic self-experiment that largely goes unnoticed, that nobody talks about because it doesn't fit any neat political agenda, and that got completely missed by, like, it's amazing that Kenosha, Wisconsin could have been the singular focus of billions of dollars of media companies, and they missed what actually mattered.
So let me interject to ask that question of you. What is it that caused, I mean, what you did in my most humble opinion is actual journalism. But I mean, truly it was actual journalism.
Okay.
But what is it that made you ask that question? What jumped out at you that said, wait a minute, there's something else here that isn't being discussed that I'd like to explore?
Initially the project was just going to be about Jacob Blake.
Okay.
Because I am deeply frustrated by the corrosive propagandistic narratives that so quickly get erected and go unquestioned when it comes to police shootings of unarmed black men.
Which is like, what made you hone in to a degree on what Kanye West was trying to say, as I do here, by the way. I have Project 21 Black Leadership Network, Ward Connerly. I mean, I have a variety of individuals. Vince Ellison has been on my program. I have a lot of guys that come on my show, black conservatives, who are equally frustrated by the fact that, okay, wait a minute, BLM was a farce, and it was evil,
it was a very successful entrepreneurial venture. I mean, Patrice Cullors lives in a $6 million mansion in Topanga Canyon. It turned out well for her. She's trying to be a cooking show influencer, so it's going well for her. She got that Netflix deal, get that white guilt money. But in terms of like the black boys and girls of Kenosha, Wisconsin, I don't see material improvements in their life prospects. So, and we'll get to, I'm happy to talk about Kanye.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'm happy to discuss Kanye at length.
But let's get to the Kenosha thing. I was just saying there is a jump off point there in my mind that makes sense in light of what you said. That's all. That's it.
Shelby Steele, who's a kind of an underrated dissident, kind of conservative black thinker, and his son did a detailed documentary investigation into the shooting of Michael Brown.
Okay.
Obviously from a couple years ago, Ferguson, prompt hands up, don't shoot. Mm-hmm. And is kind of the genesis of BLM. It's really kind of where it started becoming a national force. And they very carefully demonstrate that essentially every aspect of the Michael Brown story sold to you by CNN and ABC and Good Morning America was a lie. Mm-hmm. Not least of which hands up, don't shoot never happened. Right.
Right.
And so I knew Jacob Blake, I think was a supple material for a very similar deconstruction. What the first half of this documentary is that. So if people want to see in real time how you can be actively lied to about every single important fact of the matter about a particular shooting, and then watching us kind of carefully dissect it, grounded in part on an interview we did with former Attorney General Bill Barr, mm-hmm. and just showing every single, like literally every single part from start to finish of the shooting was actively misrepresented by the corporate media establishment. But I went into it and then I just started. It's very difficult to not notice that Jacob Blake, Kyle Rittenhouse, and the two people Kyle Rittenhouse killed didn't have dads.
Yeah.
It's like, I kept noticing it, right? I'm familiar with the sociological literature related to the fact that one in three American boys today grows up without a father, which is the highest rate in the world. We're tied with the UK, highest rate in the world. There's a lot. I mean, there's both the kind of neurological scientific investigations into male brain development and what it looks like with and without paternal order.
Yeah.
And then there's all the stats related to the fact that if you take a dad out of the house, it like doubles the chance that a boy is going to end up in jail, drop out of high school, be long-term unemployed. Like there's some very noticeable correlations between lack of a father and long-term life prospects.
And being also, a dad yourself, by the way, let's not discount the fact that you also are a father of small children, right. and you certainly that certainly I know for me, you know, I'm a dad of five. I'm older, but the point is that once you get into that barrier and you really get what it is and the significance of your role in your kids' lives. It should change your world. It changed my world.
I think it was that. And, you know, if we want to get Freudian, if we want to get on the couch, my own father was an extraordinarily professionally successful guy. He was a surgeon at Johns Hopkins, very successful guy, pulled himself from like kind of a middling existence in Bismarck, North Dakota to be a high flying surgeon on the coasts. Very charismatic, but kind of like a Steve Jobsian type figure, right? So very highs and lows, hyper charismatic. You wanted to earn his affection, but he also had some anger management issues. And my parents divorced when I was five.
Okay.
And I had, as I grew up, particularly in my teenage years, as I became more of like my own separate entity, my relationship with my dad sort of healed, and I certainly began to really heavily rely upon him for mentorship and guidance. Mm-hmm. And then he dropped dead when I was 19. So it's, you know, and it's funny that obviously at the time it was a tragedy of immense importance to me and was like a wound. It's like, you know, the fabric of your universe getting ripped.
Right.
But it's funny, the long tail sadness of an event like that, that there's new flavors of sadness to be had of it as I advance through different stages of life.
Sure.
And once you have kids, it basically gives you a new flavor of sadness that grandpa's not there, that he can't see you.
Yeah.
And there was a sadness in my 20s too, because my dad had been very good about injecting a sense of ambition into me and a sense of agency, a sense of kind of stoic self-management. He was very good at saying, you can do anything you want, but he died before he'd give me the other part of the package, which is the day-to-day unsexy grind required to actually achieve ambitions. So in my 20s, I was the worst possible combination of entitled and economically useless. And it took a lot of pain. It took a lot of pain to burn that off of me, right? I'm like personally psychologically primed for this, you know?
Yeah.
But there's also, I mean, there's a guy, Richard Reeves, who's a policy scholar at the Brookings Institute, which again is not like a right-wing outlet, has a book that came out a couple months ago that's made the rounds that's called Of Boys and Men, which is just about this extremely serious issue of mass male lagging on all sorts of metrics. So like just how American boys and men are having really, really serious issues.
Well, it's Ben, wouldn't you agree, Rob, that to a degree it has been, we've been socially engineered in that way? I mean, you look at the black community. The black community was overwhelmed by a welfare system put in place by Lyndon Johnson and Democrats that was designed to destroy the family and cut off the head. But then on the other side, on the non-minority side, you had feminism. And so again, feminism was done to accomplish the same thing, which was the emasculation. So in both instances, men, the male image was perverted, was shifted, was changed, and then was eviscerated. So that you eliminated that. So now you've got these young men growing up that don't have any idea what manhood really looks like.
I think, I mean, I'm not as quick to criticize feminism, although obviously there's been some problematic consequences. I think also feminism pushing women into the workforce and making them economically independent meant that they didn't need men as much. That's also part of it. But you have to, I mean, there's also changes in the global economy have actually benefited women in a lot of ways that like a lot of the jobs that an uneducated man, I mean, I'm sure you know this, could have done in order to support a family and generate a sense of purpose and meaning and being needed in his life. A lot of that stuff has disappeared in this country. Mm-hmm. And it just turns out women naturally are much better at those kind of softer skills that are required by the jobs that are abundantly available, given the nature of the 2023 global economy. Mm-hmm. And I think also there's a lot of evidence to back this up. Women, there's ways in which men and boys, particularly in their teenage years, are actually much more vulnerable to familial disruption than women are, which maybe probably catches a lot of people by surprise, because this idea of like kind of men and boys is being much harder and not as soft and not as vulnerable. But there's mounting psychological evidence that indicates that boys, actually, if you rip a father out of the home, are much more likely to be kind of damaged in their foundations than girls are. Girls are actually less fragile and are more rugged and more able to sort of carve out an independent life, even if that happens to the family. And I think, divorce culture, the dissolution of these kind of jobs of brawn that kind of an uneducated male could take. And then on the other side, the advent of these extremely powerful tools that men can fall into to permanently numb themselves when they first suffer the pains of trying to make it as a man in the world, right? That if you want to nowadays, if you want to spend every waking moment of your life vaping, popping opiates, and toggling between Call of Duty and pornography, you can.
Yeah, yeah. Life on your phone. Yep.
And this is someone who often is like constantly battling screens. It's not easy. I'm like, I'm not a Zen master, right? I'm not like. I wait as long as possible to check my smartphone, and I still check my. I was on dad duty this morning and definitely refreshed Twitter once, right? Like I still suck at it too. It's not easy. It was super hard. Mm-hmm. And I think men unless there is outside external structures pushing them to mature. If it's a woman,
this is what I'm saying, that mentorship, because you understand that the studies also indicate the mom has a level of influence with her son to a certain age. Right. And then at that point, it's the father's responsibility to begin to mold that young man into a man. There are certain tendencies like what you're talking about that men have that are inherently in their gene pool that a mature man, a father, needs to kind of knock out, kind of say, hey, no, we don't do that. That's not right. Manhood. That's not what we do. Here's the proper track. Here's how you stay on. And it's really a form of discipleship in a manner of speaking. Yeah. I've said for years, with my kids, it was like, look, if you don't have them kind of squared away by the time they're 13, you got a problem. Because from 13 to 17, you're building a relationship with them that you're going to have for the rest of their lives, period. That's when that happens, between 13 and 17. By the time they're 17, 18 years of age, they've established who's going to really have an influence in their life. I thank God that somehow I stumbled across that concept and sort of kind of figured that out, and that my kids will come to me and my wife with major life decisions, and we don't. What we also learned is you don't tell your kids what to do at that point. They're adults, and you learn how to treat them as an adult, almost as a peer. You begin to give them that kind of respect, and then they will give it back, and then they will listen to you and say, hey, I've got these courses, these three paths, two paths, what have you. How do I, what would be your thought? How would you approach this, Dad?
Yeah. And I think for boys, particularly in adolescence, this kind of ancient primal programming kicks in. They get flooded with testosterone.
Sure.
And then they, you know, they're filled with that heroic spirit to go conquer and to take grand risks and to have adventures. And that energy, if properly tutored and directed, is extraordinarily powerful, right? That builds the pyramids, right?
Yep.
But
unique.
If it's not appropriately tutored and it's not appropriately directed, it's not cut with some wisdom from a father, it can fuel a boy's life to spiral out of control.
Which I think is the great, because we're going to run up against the clock here, but I think, which is a great tease into what you have done with the Kenosha documentary, is you have shown how the absence of that father influence truly has had monumental effects on an entire community, and the damage that it has done to a lot of lives.
And let's talk about Rittenhouse. I mean, maybe this is going to trigger the audience, but let's go. They can watch it themselves.
Yeah, no, we got about 3 minutes.
I think a lot of what Rittenhouse did was admirable. Obviously, this was like an atrocious power vacuum in Kenosha. We now know that the governor reputedly rebuked federal offers for additional National Guard to be flooded into Kenosha because there's 6,000 violent rioters descending onto the city, right?
Yeah.
I think it was a shame that Rittenhouse was needed at all.
Right.
Obviously something admirable about what he was doing. But what do you think people if you're a dad, would you let your 17-year-old strap on an AR-15 and wander into a war zone?
Right.
Probably not.
Nope.
And why wouldn't you do it?
Right. Because
it doesn't matter how good and idealistic and well-trained your 17-year-old is. He's still a 17-year-old. And as you hinted at before, if you actually go through the particular micro timeline of what happened that night in Kenosha, everything's going okay for Rittenhouse when he has a minder with him.
Right.
A guy who later said, I kept close tabs on him because he was young and inexperienced and immature. Mm-hmm. And the second that Rittenhouse gets detached from his minder, he starts making bad choices that inevitably end with two people getting killed, right? And it's exactly what you'd expect would happen if a 17-year-old is in a situation he's not equipped for. Not because he's a bad guy, but because he's a teenager, right?
Well, absolutely. Well, right. And if you were to say, okay, you would be a dad that would be with your son, and you might have some weapon with you, maybe, but you'd make sure that you know, if your kid, you wouldn't put your kid in that situation without being able to know that you could control the environment to some way, shape, or form, so that neither of you were put into that kind of a situation that unfortunately Kyle Rittenhouse ended up in. And, you know, irrespective of, you know, these other things that have tumbled out of this, Kyle, as he gets older, as he grows through this, still has to go to sleep at night, still has to deal with what happened, still has to address in his own mind, in his own self, this whole situation. And it will never go away. It will never go away.
Exactly. I mean, he doesn't get to have a normal life. He gets to be like a CPAC star, but it means he doesn't get to have a normal life.
No. And at some point, there's going to be working through all of that. We've run out of time this time. I really hope you'll come back, because I hope that you've enjoyed this conversation as much as I have.
Right. Well, thank you so much. We didn't even talk about Kanye.
I know.
People got to watch it themselves.
Yep. No. Yep. Absolutely.
They can go to Kanye West Wing 2020.
Okay.
They can go to kanyewestwing.us if they want to watch the Kanye doc.
Okay.
And I'd be happy to talk about that with you on another occasion.
We will definitely do that. And for those of you that are seeing us and watching us, you can see right below goodkidproductions.com. goodkidproductions.com. And if you click on the originals page, you'll see all the little teasers that are there and the videos and so on. And so you can get an idea of a lot of the stuff that they've done. But I highly recommend that you take some time to go through this. And we will absolutely have Rob back on the program to talk about these things in the very near future. I really appreciate you being with me. Thanks so much for taking your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Dr. David Wormser is with me. It is Holocaust Memorial Day. Today is Holocaust Memorial Day. We'll talk about that coming up next here on Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, back with more right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solutions Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. There we go. All right. I think we're good to go. Welcome back, folks. Hour number two, part four. Yeah, there we go. Part four of today. I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Rob Monts. That I really enjoyed talking with him about fatherlessness and just that whole thing. And I know we kind of probably got a bit off course from the original conversation, but it really wasn't that far off course, because it's really what he delves into and deals with, especially in The Broken Boys of Kenosha and that particular documentary. But it also addresses the Kanye West piece that I was alluding to when I was talking about that as well. And Kanye's comments in particular about what's happening in the black neighborhoods. If it's white on black, everybody knows about it. But if it's black on black, nobody seems to care. Why is that? And he says that, and he makes that point. And it's a very, very valid point that he makes. So at any rate, there you go. All right. Well, hey, I'm very, very pleased to welcome to the program. And I'm saddened, as I think we all should be, and impacted by what it is that brings Dr. David Wormser to the program today. And that is that today is Holocaust Memorial Day. It is a day that has been set aside wherein we would remember those whose lives were taken and the hate that was behind this. Not only were Jews targeted, Christians were targeted. There's a broad scope in this, in what Hitler and Nazi Germany was doing in their quote unquote purification process. There were a lot of folks. There were millions, 6 million Jewish people, but there were also another, I think, David, if I'm not mistaken, nearly as many Christians that were murdered as well, and some others thrown in that were all a part of this horrific genocide that is the Holocaust. Oh, I've lost you. I don't have your sound. I don't have your sound. No, not yet. We're having a little bit of a... There we go. Okay, got you now. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yep, I got you now.
Well, yeah, obviously, you know, it's a horrible event. I mean, the numbers are unbelievable. Yes, there were also a lot of non-Jews that were killed. I think it's important to remember that at the time, there were about 18 million Jews in the world. 18 million. In Europe, a much smaller number. So when 6 million were killed, you're talking about one of every two or more Jews that were killed in Europe. So entire communities were exterminated.
Yes, sir.
And the Jewish communities never really recovered from it. There are still now only between 12 and 14 million Jews, depending on how you count it. Mm-hmm. So the dent made, which is one third of all the Jewish people being exterminated, has never really been recovered. Yeah. And the second thing is, it made, of course, the question of Israel very difficult. The idea that Israel was created because of the Holocaust is not true. All the foundations and legal structures and so forth were in place before the Holocaust. They really were legally committed. The international community, the British, et cetera, were legally committed to establishing the state of Israel already by 1920, 1921. So Israel was going to happen. The problem was that the large Jewish community that was supposed to come to Israel was gassed and killed and burned up. So that is in part one of the sources of the Arab-Israeli conflict, is that the huge demographic inflow that Israel was to represent never happened because they died. So there's a lot of consequences to this. I think there's a lot of pathologies that affect the Jewish people because of all this. I don't think you can overestimate it. But I also think there's a very important lesson for everybody in this, which is politics that delegitimize and dehumanize segments of the population because they don't like them. For example, which is really the basis of all, by the way, leftist politics, which is that your rights are defined through the community, not through God. Remember the Declaration of Independence, that we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. Our Creator gave us those rights. No human can take those rights away from us, nor were they given to us by other humans. But there's another form of politics, which is rights are derived from your belonging to a community. The French Revolution was that. A lot of communist leftist ideology is that, that you derive your rights through that ideology. And if you're on the wrong side of that ideology, you have no rights. And that's the quick road. Ultimately, that's the road to the gulag in Russia and to the exterminations of the Nazis. It's that sort of politics. So the big warning sign, the big lesson of the Holocaust, most of which, or a lot of which, is particular to the Jewish people, but there is this huge warning bell that should come out of it for all communities in the world.
Sorry, I muted myself for a second. And David, I so appreciate that. And when I said what I was sharing, that immediately gets lumped into an anti-Semitic, you know, I'm being anti-Semitic if I touch on the Holocaust and suggest that it impacted anyone other than Jews in some circles. And my point to that only is exactly what you just said, which is that it impacted their, that Nazi mindset was, we're going to exterminate anything and everyone that is in opposition to our ideology and to our end goals and to what we believe is supposed to be alive.
Yeah.
And anything and everything else that doesn't bow down and come into alignment with that is going to be eliminated and exterminated. And no question that there was a priority placed on the destruction of the Jewish people. But when you talk about a fascism, or you talk about, I mean, the communists were already doing this. That's the other piece that's rarely discussed in this history, is the fact that in Russia, they had already, the disinformation, the Zionist disinformation pamphlets and campaign that was used by Hitler had been being used by communist Russia, by Stalin and Lenin before him.
Oh, absolutely. The foundation of a lot of modern anti-Semitism is based on this book called The Protocols of the Elders of Zionism, which purports to have the secret protocols of the secret meetings that this group of senior Jewish Zionist leaders have. And it's sort of uncoding the secret. It was a Russian document, a forged, invented Russian document that then was heavily used and continues to be used by the KGB, by the successor of the KGB, and so forth. And it's a fake, completely invented.
Yeah.
Or at least I've never been invited to one of those meetings.
I'm sorry. I laugh. It's really not funny because, unfortunately, they're both sides of the political spectrum per se have used that or globbed onto it or have believed the disinformation campaign associated with it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with Dr. David Wormser. Right after this, we're addressing again, today is Holocaust Memorial Day, and it is truly a day for us to reflect upon the events that led up to the Holocaust and to remind people what that means, because it is something that, you know, when you bring it up in a history class in a lot of public schools, kids look at you and there's just a blank stare, and that is terrible. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm stuck on this a little bit. I can hear the echo chambers now. Oh my gosh, Pastor Greg, that anti-Semitist, because he made the comment that there just might have been somebody else that was murdered in the Holocaust, caught up and killed. But it is something that we really should be paying attention to. Because of the wind, the way the wind is blowing right now, there's genocide. I'm part of Save the Persecuted Christians. 360 million plus are on the list of persecuted right this minute. There are 360 million people around the world right this minute. And I can just tell you from my experience in dealing with our ministry in India that we serve widows. They're not widows because their husbands died of old age. They're young women with young children whose husbands were killed because they're Christian.
Yeah, I mean, look, one has to be very careful of the anti-Semitism label, because a lot of those who throw it around are those who, for whom Judaism means the least. I found progressives tend to use the accusation of fascism and Nazism and anti-Semitism very quickly, even though they themselves are, their Judaism is really reduced now to a progressive ideology rather than anything connected to Judaism. I think the real issue, and I would almost turn it upside down, is that anti-Semitism isn't only a Jewish thing. Obviously, as a Jew, I feel very strongly about anti-Semitism, and I see all the effects of it, feel a lot of the effects of it at times. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is, the hatred of Jews is always the canary in the mine, and it will always lead to something worse for others as well. Because at the end, what it is that makes people hate Jews, what makes anti-Semitism is an age-old question. But one thing clearly that makes anti-Semitism is what Judaism stands for, which is what the foundations of Christianity stand for, which is, again, this God gave us our life, God gave us our soul, God gave us human nature. And it's then enshrined at Mount Moriah with the near sacrifice of Isaac, but it's then again reappears at Mount Sinai. That is the foundation of Weston. It's the foundation of freedom. It's the foundation of critical analysis. And it's the foundation of an idea of an abstract God, which abstraction, the intangible abstraction, and being drawn toward it. People who have ideologies of hate, of utopian destruction, Gnosticism, etc., all those various philosophies of destruction, inherently gravitate toward hating Jews, because that's what that most offends what they believe in. But that's exactly what ultimately leads them also to attack Christianity, mm-hmm. and then eventually all civilization. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It is the canary in the mine, but for a reason.
Well, no, there's no question. I mean, one cannot, you know, get away from, I don't believe, or take away the idea that Christianity is the founding principle upon which our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence was made and was created, and that the bedrock of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness find their substance in the idea that there is a creator.
Absolutely. You can't disentangle. You can't take that integration and disentangle it. You can maybe say this division of Christianity cannot prevail over that Christian or over Judaism or so. But the very foundation of our Jewish Christian culture is what makes us a free country. It is the foundation of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. So you really can't get around it. You destroy that, you destroy who we are as a free country.
Well, and you can't, you know, you can't get around the fact that the rights that are laid out in the Bill of Rights, you can't get around the fact that the articles that are that are so well and eloquently expressed in the Constitution of the United States of America, and the violations that are associated with the Declaration of Independence, all of them find their root in the idea of a biblical concept. The Bible, absolutely. The Bible clearly expressing a specific point of view, a worldview, an ideology, and those ideologies are expressed in our founding documents, and the pushback against the stealing of those rights by the king at the time, King George, is the impetus upon which our nation was birthed.
Absolutely. You know, there was another revolution at the time, a few years after ours, the French Revolution. And they killed God, and they made man as God.
Yeah.
And when man is God, well, then great. Then man can reshape man into a perfect utopian man. So human nature becomes putty, a play toy for these godlike men to reshape mankind into a perfect form so we don't have war, we don't have ambition, we don't have anything negative, and we live in a perfect utopia. Of course, our view is the God-shaped man. God still shapes man. God shaped human nature, and it isn't of man's character to reshape other men into a utopia. So our entire system of government is anchored to human nature as it is, and not an attempt to fundamentally alter human nature.
Right.
By the way, that's where the word radical comes from. Remember, the word radical comes from the Latin word radix, which means root, which means the fundamental root of human behavior. A radical believes they can change that root. We who anchor to Judeo-Christian culture believe, well, we're not God, so that's not ours to change. Nor will we succeed.
And as a follower of Yeshua, HaMashiach, you know, I believe that he came, and that exchange of nature is what God does in the believer. He exchanges the old sin nature for the new. That goes back to what the purpose is of the sacrifices, the animal sacrifice, the high priest who would place his hand on the head of the animal. And the idea was is that he was imparting that sin nature into the animal, and then the animal would be sacrificed, and the high priest representing the people would take on the new nature which God would give them. And that was the exchange that was to take place. That was what happened on an annual basis for Israel in repentance of their sin. And it was only something, God was the only one that could do it. 30 seconds, go right ahead.
Exactly. It was only God. And of course, with this love of trying to change human nature, our politics is grounded to accepting human nature as it is, driven by God. They, of course, once you want to do that and change human nature, anybody who stands in your way is evil because he's avoiding the utopia and needs to be eliminated. And that's the real lesson of the Holocaust.
And John Adams said that our Constitution is only fit for a moral people, and Adams understood that the only path to that kind of morality was the acceptance, he believed, of Christianity, of Christ, but it's the same. The only difference between a Jew and a non-Jew in our faith system is that I believe that the Messiah has already come. In your system, you're believing that you're waiting for him to come. I'm waiting for him to come again. So when that all happens, we'll absolutely be on the same page. There you go. All right, exactly. We're out of time. Hey, I love you, brother. Thank you so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. Dr. David Wormser, Center for Security Policy. Take some time today, please, to reflect upon the horrific events of the Holocaust, and to remember that history repeats itself if we don't change how we are behaving and acting in relationship to that history. I'll be back with more coming up right after this. Don Jans joins me on the other side. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.